Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Great Depression begins in the United States and worldwide. John DeLorean almost buys some cocaine, and people can have more kids in China. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, October 29th, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. It's National Cat Day, and it's also National Internet Day. What a perfect mix, right? You've got cats that are cute, cuddly, and then you have the internet, which is filled with cats, and cats have played such a huge part in the internet. I say huge part because, well, you know, there's that huge tub cat that was around. If you haven't seen this thing, it's massive. Look it up. There's also Lime Cat, Nyan Cat, and Keyboard Cats, and, you know, business cats, you know, the professional cats dressed up in the suit. There's cats fighting printers and running from cucumbers and squeezing into stuff. Saturday on some websites has been changed to Catterday. There's cat bearding, you know, where you put the cat in front of you and it makes it look like you have a beard on, but it's actually just your cat in front of you. You gotta love the internet for that. If any of those things that I mentioned you haven't seen yet, do some searching today. You've got 24 hours until the next podcast, so spend the time between this one and the next one just looking up cat videos and cat memes and cat photos. Go to the old stuff, too, not just the new stuff. Go to the stuff that was, like, uploaded on, like, AOL in the late 90s. There was some good stuff back then as well. It's also National Oatmeal Day. Not much play for oatmeal on the internet. You don't see oatmeal memes very often. Maybe they're out there. It's the internet. Come on. It's all out there, isn't it? Yeah, so happy oatmeal day. Enjoy that as well. Put some brown sugar on it and it'll be fine. Okay, we have got the start of the Great Depression. And I would love to be able to, you know, get you to stay through the little short commercial that we do on the show. But I don't think talking about the Great Depression is going to bring you back. How about this one? I've got a story about a fast car and a couple hundred pounds of cocaine coming up after this. All right, welcome back. Hey, so we start today in 1929. It was known as Black Tuesday, the day that the Great Depression began. Yeah, there was a major fall in stock prices that started actually back on September 4th of 1929, and other markets started to crash on September 20th. The London Stock Exchange crashed as well. So what happened on this day? Well, people started to get nervous about prices falling. So panic selling began, and see, these shares that people had paid too much for, they bought them on margin, which is basically like buying them on borrowed money. So this wiped them out completely. The stock market saw an 11% drop in a single day, followed by a 13% drop the next day. There were stocks that people would just not even buy. It was a mess. The Rockefeller family and some other big guys in the financial world tried to buy large quantities of stock just to show that we've got confidence in the market. Maybe you guys should continue to buy stock and not sell. Well, it didn't work. The stock prices continued to decline, and a severe worldwide economic depression began. Yeah, so after starting here in the States, it spread worldwide. This was the most widespread depression of the 20th century. In some countries, construction was just done. Farming was a mess because pricing fell like 60%. This was some troubled times and no doubt tough for the president at the time, Herbert Hoover. He was in office in 1929. However, instead of trying to panic everyone, He expressed optimism that the Depression would soon be over. And even before the situation improved, he said it was over. He believed that consumer confidence was key in getting back on track. Huh, where have I heard this before? On March 4th of 1933, FDR was elected, and he gave his famous, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself," speech. During his first 100 days in office, his administration passed several bills to try to create jobs and stimulate the economy. He also created the FDIC, you know, FDIC insured, you see it on your checks, right? Yeah, that was created at this time. Also, the Securities and Exchange Commission was created after the crash. So there was a lot done in the 30s to try to turn things around. Then, of course, at the end of the 30s was the start of World War II. Man, just talking about it, I'm depressed. You could see why they called it that. Maybe it had a double meaning, the financial depression and then, you know, the actual depression of having to deal with it or talk about it. All right, let's move now to better times here. 1982, car maker John DeLorean was indicted for drug trafficking. He was later acquitted. Let's tell you the story about what was going on there. Now, you've heard the name DeLorean, right? Okay, so John DeLorean was an American engineer, an inventor, and an executive in the automotive industry. He founded the DeLorean company that made the cool car in Back to the Future. You know, the one with the flex capacitor in the back seat. Yeah, it was this guy that created the DeLorean. He was actually behind several pretty cool cars. The Pontiac GTO, Pontiac Firebird, the Grand Prix, the Chevrolet Cosworth Vega was another one that he was behind. Yeah, so the big one, though, of course, because it has his name on it and it was in Back to the Future, was the DeLorean, or what they called it, the DMC, DeLorean sports car. That had a lot of problems getting started. No, I mean, not with the key. I mean, actually getting started. The whole company had some issues getting started. He formed the company in 1973. They didn't actually put their first car on the market until 1981. That's a lot of years of losing money. And then once they did put it on the market, it failed to actually make much money. They couldn't get back their investment costs. So the company was in some really dire straits. And I'm saying dire straits because this is in the middle of the 80s, and I got to bring up some 80s music in here. Let's go to October of 1982. John DeLorean was charged with cocaine trafficking after an FBI informant solicited him in a scheme to sell, get this, 220 pounds of cocaine. Yeah, that's like $24 million of cocaine. That's insane. That's like a whole weekend at John Belushi's. Anyway, DeLorean was able to defend himself and get him out of this. He basically said that it was entrapment by the way that they handled the case. So he was able to get out of it. And of course, his legacy is still a little tainted. For me, it doesn't change the fact that the DeLorean is still super cool. I mean, come on. The doors went up. Okay, yeah, we've got our Teslas now and all of that. But the DeLorean, come on, it did it in the 80s. That was pretty darn cool. All right, moving now to 2015. China announced the end of the one-child policy after 35 years. Yeah, you know, I always play that kind of funky music. I think I should play that during this story, right? Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so they were trying to control, it's so hard to do that with this music. They were trying to control their population. They were at a billion plus people in the early 80s. Right now, they're at about 1.4 billion. If they hadn't done something to step in, their population could be just massive. They decided to do this really extreme measure of population planning. It was actually the most extreme in the world. They introduced it in 1979. They modified it a few times in the 80s. They allowed people that don't live in the cities to have a second child if their first child was a daughter. The government would and did require contraception, abortions, and even sterilization to ensure compliance on this. There were enormous fines if they found that you were violating this. And if you weren't violating it, if you had just one child, they would actually reward you. They would give you money each month. And get this, this is true. They would give you a certificate. I guess you could frame this and put it up on a wall. A one-child glory certificate. That's what they called it. The one-child glory certificate that you could put up on your wall to brag that, hey, we did it. They say that this prevented about 400 million births. However, that's been disputed by multiple officials, so there's no real way to know. So what did they do? Well, they went on this day back in 2015. They allowed you to have two kids, not just one, but two. So they were having some fun in China on this night in 2015. All right, let's move now to a story from last year. All right, you know the actor Gary Sinise. Well, he has a foundation, and last year he sent the children of fallen soldiers to Disney World. These kids from all around the country got to go to Disney World. This isn't the only time he's done something like this with his foundation. He's also got a suicide prevention program. There's also some mental health for firefighters. This foundation sounds fantastic, and they've done a lot. If you'd like to donate, go to GarySiniseFoundation.org. Again, that's GarySiniseFoundation.org. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Actress India Isley is 27. Musician Tove Lo is 33. Gabrielle Union is 48. Actress Winona Ryder is 49. Richard Dreyfuss is 73. And actor Ben Foster is 40. That's your look at October 29th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.